I want to ask you about a real life example, because I've been reading about a book about the book about cooking food. And I've been watching a film, and at the end of the film, in the credits, the word best story elected came up. So I went online, and I had never looked at it before, but I had a friend who made a travel life assistant, and it turned out that indeed a best story was an assistant to the electrician. And I thought, you know, the word for me is sort of bubbling under the end of the cinema when I was in terms of detail. And I thought that might be the end of the story. But then I discovered that in fact there was a whole sort of entity in history where in the apprentice system, there was a master and there was the boy and the best boy. But what I thought was, best and boy are two very, very common words in the English language. Those are together and rarely. It might actually be easier because you can pinpoint them elsewhere. But I thought, where do I go next? If I wanted to find out a bit more about this word translation, what would I do next?
When talking about a phrase, actually, it's a compound, which is best phrase. So, in a way, best and boy are both very common words. If you define it as a text in terms of phrase, in 15 words a piece, then your search is going to look for content. It's not going to look for all the kinds of form or which kinds of best. So it's an intermediate system. The other thing is, when I would suggest, and I think it's going to be sort of very interesting and useful working, what I would suggest to you is that what you find are using, and do you have a little bit of your own thing, the signs of a closed